You're listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. I'm an intuitive, astrologer, writer, and mother, but mostly I'm a gal navigating spirituality in a refreshingly real and honest way. Join me as I share weekly energetic insights and laugh out loud real moments of my personal journey into more heart, more soul, and a whole lot of fun along the way. Hello, friends, and happy Friday. I'm going to chat about a curious topic today. It's not one I've ever really put words to, but it's just popping up in the zeitgeist. And I've definitely had my own contemplations about it in the past. And so I thought, what better way than to bring it to you guys, see what you think, and just share what I've been contemplating internally. And it's conversation around luck. Luck and the connotation of that word, and how what I have noticed for a couple of years now is a collective repulsion to the ownership of that word. So let's dive in. Now, I am a lover of words and their meanings. And so I just did a quick search of the exact meaning of luck. This is literally what I do for fun. And so what I found just from Oxford Dictionary Online is that luck means the success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. So similar is, you know, chance considered as a force that causes good or bad things to happen, or something regarded as bringing about or pretending good or bad things. So the reason that I have been really contemplating luck at the moment is in the context of birth, but this can obviously be applied to anything. And I will talk to more than birth, but it's has been in the context of birth. Because something that really struck me as deeply uncomfortable when I was in recovery and postpartum from my own birth experience, if you haven't heard that, that's in season two, you can go back and listen, was what I was noticing, particularly when it came to women who, I don't want to say achieved, but who had the birth that they desired. There were many, not all, but there were many that shared that luck was not a part of it and that they worked really hard, which I totally appreciate when it comes to putting work into getting a result for something. And I'm going to talk about this in the context of people who speak to manifestation as well, because I do find I have a little issue with it. But in the context of birth, I understand that there are those who have put in immense amount of work to have the birth that they desire. And of course, if I was someone who only had a birth outcome that I really truly desired, then maybe I would even be saying, you know, luck didn't play a role. I really put the work in here. It's the complete disregard of luck that I find challenging to comprehend, because on the flip side, would that mean that the birth experience I had wasn't unlucky? You know, it's when we have this disregard of luck playing any role at all in our experiences in life, no matter what it looks like, what we're also saying by proxy is that unlucky, that isn't possible. So in my birth experience, it wasn't unlucky. It was that I didn't work hard enough. That's the connotation. I don't think that's the intent, but that is the connotation. The same goes for conversations around, I mean, my breastfeeding experience, prime example, I was unlucky. I was unlucky. And so that does mean in my experience, I look at women who breastfeed successfully and I feel that a level of luck played out in that. And for anyone to sit and go, no, this wasn't luck, I worked really hard for this, it can come across as a little bit insulting, you know? What I see and what I have seen for years now in particularly spiritual communities is this almost like bypassing of luck. There's a disregard of luck. It's almost like people are insulted to be lucky. Like, give me luck. I would like luck. But like luck in spades, I think luck is brilliant. I think we've really gotten to a twisted relationship with luck. It's like it's very deeply ingrained in collective psyche of working really hard to get the achievements, and luck didn't play a role. I think to a degree, luck plays a role in a lot, if not all, of life's successes and achievements in some way. And there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean the person hasn't worked really hard to achieve the thing. It's just that that's not the only thing. And this is where luck can really filter into privilege as well. And I do think to a degree, it's quite a privileged statement to say, you know, for example, I have cultivated the life of my dreams, and there's it's nothing to do with luck. It's that I put myself in the right rooms. It's that I hustled. It's that I insert your narrative here. Absolutely. It is that you efforted. Action is 100% a part of the manifestation technique that I use when it comes to cultivating a life that I desire and a life of my dreams. 100%. But I also think it's irresponsible if I didn't sit and say, and also luck and privilege, very deeply ingrained. I was able to be in the right place at the right time because of the society I was born into, the opportunities I've been afforded because of what I've looked like. Like, luck does play a role. And I think if we can just catch ourselves in the moments that we go to reject the luck that we have been afforded in our lives and actually take ownership of that, it's not a bad thing. It's that we're using luck on our side. It's such an interesting one. It's such a curious one. I do wonder if it's deeply ingrained in collective societal culture and almost like patriarchal narrative around hustle culture and working really hard to prove a result and not actually sitting back and going, yeah, I did that and I efforted and I actioned and I have like really taken risks and all of those things. It's not discrediting any of that, but also, and I worked with luck, and luck actually afforded me these things. I guess the purpose of this conversation is a reevaluation on the way that we approach luck in our lives. And I have been incredibly lucky in a lot of ways. Like, 100% have I efforted and done all the work, but also I am lucky by virtue of the fact of many things that I feel like I don't even need to list, but I am lucky. And this is what I would like, is like a reclamation of that word and an ownership of that word. Because guess what happens then? Our reticular activator system, the thing that, you know, you say, don't think of a red car, and you start thinking of a red car, like that is so ingrained in manifestation culture and, you know, cultivating the life of your dreams culture. If we're saying I'm not lucky, guess what you're doing? You're rejecting luck. Luck is ease. Luck is abundance. Luck is overflow. Luck is opportunity. So every time you say, I'm not lucky, I work really hard, guess what? You're deflecting luck, and you're going, okay, work hard culture, more, 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 more. Yeah? So what I'd like us to do, well, what I'm going to do, you can do whatever you want, by the way. You might have a different opinion to me. I welcome it. But what I'm going to do is actually acknowledge where I have been really lucky, you know, lucky in the opportunity to live in the environment that I live in, the home that I live in, lucky financially in lots of ways, lucky in the opportunities I've been afforded. I'm going to put an astro spin on this. So the planet that governs luck, good fortune, opportunity, expansion, but yes, luck specifically, is Jupiter. So Jupiter, his natural sign is Sagittarius. You think of Sagittarian energy as the optimist, the warm and bubbly, and like everyone wants to be around a Sag. They're just a fun time, right? So you look at Jupiter in your chart, your natal chart. What house does it govern? Because for me, it's in my first house. That makes me naturally a little more lucky. A little more opportunities are attracted to me quite effortlessly. So it would be irresponsible of me, and also at a discredit to my own natal chart, to say, oh, no, I'm not lucky. I deflect luck because it is a part of my energetic makeup. Now, for you, Jupiter might fall in who knows, maybe the seventh house, which would govern, you know, relationships, love, dating. Jupiter might fall in, maybe I should do an episode where I like go through Jupiter in each of the houses and where you have a natural inclination to more luck and opportunity. But, you know, Jupiter might fall in your 10th house, which is money and business. The worst thing in the world you could do is then be like, no, I'm not lucky. No, Jupiter, I do not want it. It's like that martyrdom complex of a deflection of luck. Why are we like this? I'm so confused by it. Why do we not want to be lucky? I guess this is the parallel, right? This is the other end of the spectrum. This is the other extreme, is when we completely rely on luck and inverted commas good fortune and don't make any changes, don't take any action, don't look at any of our shit and just sit back and go, all right, give it to me, universe, give it to me, God. Like, I'm a lucky gal. Let's see what you got. That's the other end of the spectrum. I don't know many people, at least in my life, that live in that way. I think that's a really extreme example. I'm sure there is a lot of entitled behavior of like, I exist, therefore I deserve. Like, fair enough if that's your outlook on life, but I wonder how far you're going to get. And this is the connotation that I want to draw here is like the person who goes and buys the lottery ticket every week, just wanting to win the lotto, relying on pure good fortune and luck, but not actually changing anything in their life, anything in their realms of personal development or spiritual evolution, but expecting their life to change. Like, that's where, yeah, you could look at that and go, look, maybe there is a level of lifestyle change that needs to be made. Maybe we need to look at your entire life and go, where could you meet luck? Oh, that's the thread. That is the thread. It's harmonizing our relationship with luck and our openness to luck and our openness to good fortune and our openness to opportunity and our openness to chance, and also meeting it with our effort. It's like an equation, like luck plus effort equals dreams. Right? It's not, I really truly don't believe it's one or the other. I don't think you just work and work and work and work and hustle, 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 and luck doesn't help you at all along the way. I genuinely don't believe that. And similarly, I don't think you can just wish, 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 lotto, 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 luck, 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 and that be dream life. I really do think it's luck plus effort, or luck plus action, or Jupiter plus Mars, if you will. equals dream cultivation. That's something that I can absolutely see has worked in my favor over the years. And I guess the undercurrent of this conversation is, why does it have to be one or the other? Why does it have to be, I'm not lucky, I work really hard? Similarly, why does it have to be, I'm just a really lucky person and there's been nothing that I have done that's afforded me this experience, you know? I would love to chat to people, actually, just for general, like share in the Facebook group. Are you someone who's just kind of extra lucky? And how do you live your life in that way with luck on your side? Because it does feel like it's not our own innate thread when it comes to luck. I think it's a societal deconditioning around you must effort to prove yourself, outside of like the ease that luck can afford us at times. And also, I think that there are many, many ancestral threads, like depending on your parents and their parents and how they grew up when it comes to work and effort and luck and good fortune. What of their stories are you carrying where it's, I have to prove myself, I have to show that I did this, you know, as opposed to being, efforting and also
relaxing into the opportunities that outside influence can also afford us. It's like this hyper independence, like I did it all. And it's just very, very interesting because, and I guess it works in reverse as well, like bad luck, you know, like things, you can be really unlucky. You can do all the work in the world and then some bad luck comes along and hey, it's just not your time. Like I experienced that all of last year. It felt like a very unlucky year for me. And truly, if I look back on that year with the, you know, traumatic birth and the traumatic breastfeeding and inability to breastfeed and many other things, it's like a lot of that was a lack of luck on my side. Even though I worked really, really hard, and I truly, especially when it comes to breastfeeding, show me someone who worked harder than me on making that work. I was unlucky. It was not my time. Yeah, I couldn't have efforted more. And this is where luck is a teacher, both in the opportunistic lens, but also, and I think more importantly, when we experience something like something super unlucky, where it's like that just the odds were just never going to be in my favor there. And what did I learn from that? Right. When we're met with bad luck or something that feels really unlucky and it didn't matter how much work we efforted, we just were really faced with unlucky circumstances. That's the teacher. That's when we learn. That's where ego crumbles. That's not, I didn't work hard enough. I should have worked harder. I truly do not believe that for a second. There is a degree of, you know, cosmic influence and more than that, just karmic influence, our dharma, the lessons we're here to learn. This is just something that I've been contemplating lightly in my mind for the last couple of weeks. And I do see it often where it's like, I'm not lucky. These are all the things I did. And what I invite us to contemplate is you are lucky and also, yeah, you worked really hard. Go you. Own both. There's nothing wrong with owning both. There's nothing wrong on leaning on a little luck. How can you invite luck more into your life? And if you're someone who leans probably more on luck and chance than you do on efforting, how can you lean on, you know, meeting your luck, matching your luck, going above and beyond when it comes to your luck and where it shows up in your life? I hope this made sense. I'm sure it did. Oh, it was a very, very different one, but I'm just here for us to experience all of the juice, all of the opportunity, all of the light and expansion and good fortune and luck that life has to offer us. And we're just not going to meet it if we're completely like continually telling ourselves, I'm not lucky. I work really hard. I'm not lucky. I work really hard. Like own your luck. Own it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to own my Jupiter in the first house. All right. That's me. I hope you guys have a beautiful weekend. Take some luck with you into the weekend and I will speak to you next week.
You've been listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Enjoyed today's ep? Remember to share, subscribe and leave a little rating if you like what you heard. And join us over on Facebook. Just search Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Until next time.